Sound is off.
How are we doing now?
You know, I wish we could do this on Shabbos.
That's right. Your cousin was in today. Your cousin was in.
You heard him, yes. Yeah, he told me he spoke to you.
Was that?
He told me he spoke to you.
He's there, and are they back already?
Yeah, tonight.
Okay. He came bearing letters from Chicago.
Yes, sounded like it.
Yeah. Good. So let's start with Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Beis. Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Beis. Dabro B'nei Yisrael. V'yamartah Lehem. Kings Kavoa La'oretz Asher Ani Nosein Lachem. You'll come to Eretz Yisrael. V'shav Z'oretz Shabbos Lashem. And that land has to rest. Shabbos Lashem. Okay, so our Chaim points out. Next pasuk. Sheisha Nim Tizras Adecha. V'sheisha Nim Tizmar Kamecha. V'yasavtos Tuasa. U'vashona Shviyas Shabbos Shabboson Iye La'oretz Shabbos Lashem. So when Moshe Rabbeinu opened up and said, "Kisavol Oretz v'shav Oretz Shabbos," what does that add? In Pasuk Dalet, it's going to say that Shabbos Shabbos on Yilu Oretz Shabbos Lashem. So what does this add? V'shav Oretz Shabbos Lashem. Arachaim's cash. Arachaim says, "Who's that?"
It's the
goal. Yeah. What do you plan? Even if you, I think it will rest. Not that you're obligated to make it rest. There is, but that is that. In halacha, there's a hakira whether it's an obligation to have the land rest, an obligation that I don't do the malach. Pashan min adhu the malach. But lu yitzuyer, I could work it out. Amir l'nachri, for example.
But
not for
me, right?
Right.
You can't
right.
Do the land.
Right. So we pass, I think, both ways. There's an Isir on me, and there's an Isir on Chavis Aguf. There could be. No, if they sell the, if they sell the land, if you sell the land to a guy, let's say you wouldn't sell it, you just have a goy doing the malacha. If you sell the land, then it's mafkid the kedusha of the land.
But you say shavs ha'aretz, doesn't that mean the aretz rather?
Shamas l'Hashem. No, that's still have to be, has to be Jewish land still. So, the Aruch HaShulchan, so that's the second entry of this pasuk, where it starts for shavs ha'aretz. Tzarech l'das. Bahi kavonas ha'kosum. B'mamr zeh. What is the intent of this? Im al shnas hashvita, how are you? I'm in besamach. Two psukim later, uvah shana shviya shabbos shabbosin. Achein deskamen Hashem leimar samach lezichron and nesim lehem. But what Hashem is pointing out is kisavo alaretz. You'll come to Eretz Yisrael. Asher ani noisein. I'm giving it to you. Misham saaretz. You should know it's a gift with not a condition, but it's not a 100% gift. It's a gift where Kadosh Baruch Hu maintains some ownership. So that's what he's saying. It's totally different what you were saying. And this is the land I'm giving you, Bishavsa. I'm giving it to you, but I'm holding on to it. Once every 7 years, I hold on to it. V'chazar u'pireish shir Shabbos zeh. And then Kishroch explains how much he's holding on to it. Im chaydesh m'shana. I'm holding on to it. It's not yours for the full 7 years. It's partly mine. Right? Is it how many years? 1 year, 2 years, a few months. V'mesheishan. And then he goes on to say, 6 years, it is yours, but v'shana shviyah, Shabbos l'Hashem. Belongs to Hashem. U'meyata. Im lehoya oimer kosev v'shavsa. If you only have posuk dalit, not posuk beis, lo ha'yisa yedei she'shir Hashem la'atzmoi shonazu, elo she'matonu chalutol etzmisus. I would have thought Kadosh Baruch Hu has gifted Israel in its entirety to the Jewish people. He's not holding on to anything. In other words, he's gifted it, and we have a mitzvah. He says the three possible constructs. One is he gifts it, and it's a conditional gift. And we don't keep Shemitah, and we're out. Or it could be he gives it to us, and even misses the Shemitah. Or he gives it to us, and he maintains ownership. So he's saying it's the last. By choosing this, in other words, we can not do work, and the land can rest with one of these constructs. But this is the best construct. Why? Let's say God will make the conditional. So then we would lose Eretz Yisrael after the first base of Mikdash. It would be all over because we didn't do Shemitah. After the first Shemitah of Kibush, we would have lost Eretz Yisrael. Ubamesha also Ashir, but by saying God's holding on to it, Ugesha Yishlachu Yad Bashir, and when we trespass God's ownership, lo mipnezet is batal matan, it's not going to undo the gift. We have to pay back to God. We have to give it back to Him. But Eda Neman Mashamar Kosov, right? Oz Tirza Orat Hashem Seiseha. It's Lu Yitzer. It would be a condition. It wouldn't make sense to say the land forgives its Shabbosis. We lost the land. It goes back to God, right? But since it's a, and if it wouldn't be, if it would be that I was in violation of something, so it's hard to say the land forgives my violation. But now that it's a, what it means is God is saying it's mine for that year. So then, Oz Tirtza Oris, the land will be have resolution with the Shabbos. So it's a Shalei Shabsa, V'mayatein Bitul L'matnas Oris at Arlam. And now it's not developed in a way that it means God's taking away the land. Oy Niratam Smichos B'Shabsa L'Hashem Ani Noisein Al Pi Divrayim She'Amru. So when Hashem says that I am giving this land to you, so it could be seen as an oath, because Baruch was taking the Shavuah, I am giving it to you. Because the Gemara says, Talmud Chacham says, I agree, I'm with it, I'm okay. That's a Lashon Shavua. So, Agam King, Litzad Shev Matnas Hashem Yisrael, Din Tzedaka Yeshla, Vami Rosa Kidin Neder, Velazetecha Fumayat, Techede Dibur, La Omer, Shinin Oisein, Omer Mishav Sa'aretz, Vizula Zem, Ash Omer Acharkach. So, he's saying the same idea that God said, I'm giving it to you, but right away, Mishav Sa'aretz, I'm giving it to you, but I'm holding on to some of it. So he says that's the idea of Mishav Sa'aretz, Shabbos Lashem, means that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm holding on to 1 year out of seven, and that way the violation of Shemitah doesn't mess up our whole right to Eretz Yisrael. Now, let's look at the Klei Yochor in the same pasuk. Klei Yochor presents three different philosophies or rationales for the mitzvah Shemitah. So the first one is, he says, B'tam mitzvah yishdeis chalukos. Chalukos. Rabbim oimrim, that it is physiological. Is that the right word? That it's good for the land, right? That's what the Rambam says in Mor Nebuchim, that this will give strength back to the land. Right. So then and there are many who disagree, and they say that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu was afraid that the land would become weak, why does God punish us by throwing us out? If Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the land to be maintain its strength, so God should force, give us the consequence that we burn out the land. The land becomes burnt out, becomes useless, right? It was really the Tzarech Aretz, it wouldn't be called Shabbos Hashem. We wouldn't say, Oz Tzarech Aretz Hashem Seisel. Matariach b'zeh. Because if we get thrown out, the goyim come in, the goyim aren't keeping Shemitah. The goyim are going to work the land anyway. So now the land won't get anything back. So if the purpose of Shemitah is to refresh the land, then it doesn't make sense that the punishment would be bring another nation in to work the land. Ubakeda, the Ritzak Arma'ah, Nasan Tamacher, at the tachlis of the mitzvah, Chidush Ha'olam, to remember that God created the world. And V'chein Kosem, the Bar Menoz, a similar idea. And he says, V'gam Zeh Rochik Michil Yosai. I don't like this. This is right. This does not strike. Doesn't resonate with me. Kihu daimel Yehuda va'oid likra. That what the Abarmanel said is just adding on to the Akedah. Kiyoyim Hashabbos tamidi b'chol shvua. Or maybe saying that the mitzvah becomes very, very non-substantial. Like Yehuda va'oid likra. Just adding on. We have a Shabbos every single week. Right. So who needs a Shemitah? Uchdei liyashev kama digdukim b'loshen ha-parsha. Oymer ani, shetan mitzvah zo, la-shrish es Yisrael b'midas ha-muna v'tochem. It's to ingrain in Klal Yisrael the mid of having trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki choshesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid that when we come to Eretz Yisrael, yis'asku ma'voidah so'adom ala-minag ha-tiv'i. We would do what is naturally supposed to be practiced. V'chasher kabir motza yodom, and then when we become powerful, yishkechu es Hashem, v'yesur b'tchinom mimena, we'll forget that God's making things happen. V'yachshimu ki koyachem oitzim yodom mosom zachayel hazeh, and they'll think that it's their genii, they forget how to desalinate, they forget how to drip, they forget all these different techniques, and they're making the land productive. And they'll think that they are the owners of the land. And he says, well, so therefore God said, Israel will not work according to the natural laws. He says, other nations, they don't wait 6 years and then let it lie fallow. You know, they do year by year, maybe 2 years, and then they let it go for a year after that. They think to work a land for 6 years straight. Because Baruch Hu said, Shei Shonim Tizra Karmacha, Tizra Sadecha. He says that is part of the mitzvah of Shemitah. Let it go for 6 years. She'ech Vanim Avtichach, and I promise you, Lahoisiv Koychash Litachesh, that it will produce for 6 years. And not only that, Neis Vesech Neis. He says that normal would be 6 years. The 6 years already should be out of the minerals, out of energy. Parkeret. The 6 years are going to be a bigger year. So he says that's all part of building up the bitachin. Because of all these miracles, Asher samti biyoncha teida kili kol ha'aretz v'al yedei ze yoynecha nusuis al Hashem. You'll understand that God's making things happen. K'moy shematzinu b'yirinus ha'mon l'yoymoy. That we could sort of appreciate that everything comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's also the idea of Shemitah. Sheloi yavdu adoma kol shona shviyas ein zera v'ein kotze v'yismuchu al ha'neis shetase atvua l'shol l'shonim. You have to be samech on the miracle that God made the produce last for 3 years. Having that's ingrained in their mind. The kids ask, "What are we going to eat in the year?" We have to sell them. We have 3 years piled up. So why did we work last year? Why this year? Because Baruch Hu said, "Shulishim al kula shetvuot shetasim b'shon hashishes," that the tfu of the 6 year. What's going to happen if you only have a year's produce? That will make you get satisfied earlier. You'll see that having a small shalom, you'll feel just as good as having a large shalom. Maybe a little bit, and you'll feel full. Such that the tool lasts 3 years. It'll create the same thing as it did in previous. That's already in Nes. 6 years to get the same. And not only that, but the Kadosh Baruch will give another bracha. Then I only have this year's produce, but God will make a bracha that it'll last longer. Now we understand why we're chayav golos if we mess up a shmita. Why? Was that? That we didn't trust that God would make it such a big nace that the 6 year will last for possibly 3 more years. Anthropomorphizes the land, that the land should be involved in generating emunah bitachin. How does the land become involved? Because the land produces more during the 6 year, and the land didn't become weak by not having to rest. It makes sense that if we express bilus over the land, that the land will be upset. Some of the lines that you're saying, Mishav Saaretz. L'chach nemros tirs ha'oretz ha'shav shayseo. Amol alu umois lo itakmin. That they will not get upset if other nations are working there. If yinug will minug ha'tivi. So the point is that he has three different rationales for Shemitah. One is natural, physical, Rambam or Nevuchim. The land needs in order to rejuvenate, doesn't like it because the land should, the minhag ha'olam is to have the land rejuvenate by letting it go for more frequently than once every 6 years. And the second is that the Akedah, it's like another Shabbos. He says, who needs another Shabbos? We get Shabbos every single week. We don't need another Shabbos for a year. He says, the pshat is that it's to train us to have bitachon and emuna, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu fills in. And that's why the bitachon and emuna really spans all 7 years. We have bitachon because we see God doing nisim in the land, right? That's more productive. It doesn't need a request. 6 year, even more than before. Then we see nisim in how we digest the food. So the purpose of Shemitah is that we become stronger in our, and then it's ingrained within our minds that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is providing for us. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. It's been done already. Right, but he's with the other part. Right.
Right?
Well, why can't that be during this year also? Right. But during the sixth year, they'll end up, they'll see that they've eaten less. Right. So they see that the Kizrach is stretching it further. Yeah. I will. Right. Yeah. Right. Right. Okay. I mean, what does he say? Right. I don't think so. The loss of love, we're all going to be high tech people. Yeah. I think it's I was wondering about that. How does Shemitah work? He was a Mashiach. Yeah, but then it. But if we have a Yetzer Hara, though, we're still going to have it. We still may end up. So that can still happen, no? He's a coin. He's going to be not much land. That's great, yeah. I hear you holding my coin go. he hadn't discussed the coin headed yet. The knife became tummy.
Yeah.
I have to miss it. What's that? That's Mary, at the niece of a murderer. Let's look at Perek Chav Pasuk Mem Gimel. Just a question of a phrase. Chav Vav Mem Gimel. Next year. Okay, so Pasuk. Well, Oretzi Ozev Mehem. V'siretz Es Sham Soisel. Okay, the land will be done with us. Right, 26:43. And it will be appeased of all the Shemitah that is missing. Ba'ashama ba'bing desolate, mayhem. They mitzuas avinam, and they will have appeased their sins. Yan ubiyan mishpatai mo'asu, v'shukosai golan afsham, and all of this is because we... the spies get Rachel's lots. All right. It's a Rashi gemul ubigmul. So what's yan ubiyan? What is that? Beyond, because of. Right? If an etzva says because it's mishpatai masu and chugasai golanashim, it doesn't explain why you need to have that. So let's look at the Arachaim quickly, and that is Pasuk Mem Gimel. Omra Yanu Biyan. Al Derech Omrai Al Mo'om the Oretz Al Ozonus Teirasiva. Omruzal. Domer Zenish Allah. Ad Shabbat Kadish Baruch Hu U'Pirsha. Vayomer Hashem Al Ozvam Es Teirasi Peirush. Why do we get thrown away to Israel? Because we bailed out on God's Torah. Al Ozvam Es to be left God's Torah. Hashe'elohi. Shim Yisrael Chotu Erez Ma Chotu Sha'obda. Shayalai Labala Din Lipara Mehem. Veloi Techarav Ha'oretz. Is it if we, why should the land be punished by losing all of its inhabitants? V'chorbosu b'yitzias b'nel mitecha v'yavo b'orl v'tavishu sh'ovden aret, and the land itself gets messed up because another nation comes in and doesn't care about Eretz Yisrael. V'yayim Hashem al ozvam es teirasi harei sh'yitzias mi'Eretz Yisrael hu l'sibas m'niyas ha'Torah ki l'tzad she'ein Torah ein cheshek l'aretz b'yishivosam ba. This is that he's making the land into a almost like a being. Al ozem es teirasi. That's what the Yirmiyahu says. Well, matzino oid shamar kosel malam ize oz tiritz v'tiritz eshab sheiseho. Harei kilesibas avoyna shmita tavir earth mehem, because of the aver of shmita. Eretz Yisrael will want to rid us of being in Israel. Ve'ata heim shnei tamim. The Yitzias Yisrael mi'Eretz HaKadosha. So now we have two separable reasons of why God took us out of Israel. And that's Yanu B'Yan. And now he explains. B'mishpatai mo'asu heim ha'shmitos. V'chukosai gola nafsham hi'esek ha'torah. So he says that there are two reasons why we're going to Golos. One is that we're not keeping Shemitah, and the other is we don't have Becheshek for learning. That's Yanu Yan. Ubemaitse Dover Atayodeya Kitzrich and Shnei Asibos. We need both reasons, both concerns. Shemayu oiskim atoriu misyashim ba'ifen acher. Visis ratze ha'ores bebitu la shmita. Letzad te'eles ha'torah nishmas ba. Ve'im ha'yu mekayim in mitzvus ha'shmita ha'gam shayu oiskim atoriu ha'yashem miyashim ba'ofen acher. Right? Now we need two reasons for being thrown into Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, so he says. I thought literally he says the second shot. And that's not then it's a clear. What's the first shot? Right. So that's yeah. Right. Right. So I think that's the point that he's making, So the yan is that we didn't. What's the yan of yan then? Yan that we worked the land during Shemitah, right? Ubiyan, and that we were not involved in the study of Torah. Shem hoyu oiskim haTorah, so God would have found another way. And maybe the way that he would have found us would be one that wouldn't have, right? It sounds like the learning would have protected us, right? Yeah. Right. So it isn't cumulative. There's one reason we're getting thrown out. And there's another reason that there wasn't a protection from us getting thrown out. Right, but it's Torah. Are we getting Golos because we didn't learn, or Torah would have protected our position and kept us there? Right, because the land would have become the platform for learning, right? So we're getting thrown out, cumulative, we didn't do Shemitah and we messed up in Talmud Torah, or we're getting thrown because of Shemitah. But if we would have learned, the land would have said, let's hold on to these Jews so we can teach Torah here. Yan v'yan, that sounds good. Yan, because you're getting Shemitah and v'yan, and you're not getting saved by... It could be a tzavi. Are we saying? Right. Right. So, and the point that he's making is the pasuk says. And the non-Torah, yeah. But the pasuk al ma of daret al ozem es teirasi. So we learn pshat, we didn't teach Shemitah. So he's saying no, that the learning there to Yisrael would have been either the land would have served two purposes. Either land would in of itself would remind us of the Baruch Hu Emunah Bitachon, or the land is the place we can learn. But once we take learning away from the land, so then if we're not doing its mitzvahs, this is a defense against the draft, right? And a good source for the learning is a good protection. Okay, so again, so we accomplished. Oh, that's a good word. 7th year, we all become Krellum. Only the farmers. Only the farmers become the call guys. Yes, that's what's hard for us to figure out, because Shemitah addresses every Jew, right? 90% of all Jews. But then, we can't figure this out, because we're assuming that there'll be large conglomerates are going to do. Tanuva will still be taking care of the. The land needs the Talmud, yeah. Yeah, it's good. So we did Vishav Sa'aret Shabbos Lashem. What is being added to the pasuk of Shabbos Hashem after that said afterward? And then the three reasons that I give for the Mitzvah of Shemitah and the Yan Ubiyan, that there are two separable issues. And we know that from Navi that it's al ozon es teiros. Right, and v'shav sa'aretz means that there'll be Shabbos Lashem. There'll be many, many more simonim. Won't just be Shemitah, but there are many, many more simonim in the way the land works. That gives us a Mun and Bitachon. Okay. A good Ner Shabbos. Next year, it'll be separate Bar Mechul, I say. Better be, otherwise we're going to... Was that? Kosei. The heart gets swallowed up. Why, sure? Really? As a double farsh? Which one? For learning also, because yes. And the chiyuvim is the best elavyari that's within me. Okay. So, can we speak about 20 minutes? Have a meeting now?
You have a meeting now, is that Rabbi?
No, yeah, 20 minutes, 25 minutes should be done.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, sure.
Okay, good.
I'll call Rabbi then.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so, so
okay,
much.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Shlomo, good night, Shabbos. Is it Florida?
Yes, I responded. Thank you for calling. I responded.
Shlomo, enjoy. Do they wear masks in Florida?
No. I went to visit the grandchildren.
Okay, in the place of opening up, as soon as the sort of opened up, you were down there. Okay, enjoy. Now I'm going to take it from home.